Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
High school football coming up tomorrow night. You'll hear four games on the Sunbury broadcasting family of stations tomorrow, including Shikellamy football.
Braves are taking on the Mifflin. Yeah, I was going to say the Braves are taking on the Mifflinburg Wildcats tomorrow night in Mifflinburg. So a short little trip after the show here to get to Mifflinburg.
So you'll be doing that tomorrow. How about a quick preview of that game, and try not to use the same language you used before the Jersey Shore game, which is undefeated right now.
Well, both teams are 1-2 going in and have really shown some offensive capabilities. The Braves had trouble outside the getting through the 20-yard line. I mean, they were really moving the ball between the 20s quite well with well over 350 yards total offense a week ago. Just didn't have a lot of points to show for it. Mifflinburg, though, on the other hand, their offense has been putting up a lot of points. They run a lot of pistol. Weaver does a great job at quarterback. Jordan is does a great job of hiding the football as well, which is a big part of running midline option or pistol option very effectively. Their defense, though, Mifflinburg's defense has had some trouble keeping teams off the scoreboard. They've been in a lot of high-scoring games, so should be a very interesting game. You know, it's a Mifflinburg team that's trying to get a little bit more solid defense, a Shikellamy team that's trying to score some points on offense and finish off drives. I think it's a very interesting matchup tonight, or tomorrow night, rather.
Okay. And what other games do we have? Yeah, that's fine. And tomorrow night on Eagle 107, we'll have Selins Grove tomorrow night.
Selins Grove is taking on Shamokin at home.
WMLP has Milton.
Milton will be traveling to Lewisburg. And, of course, on 100.9 The Valley, you can hear the Lewisburg side of the broadcast.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to three games on four stations tomorrow night. Looking forward to that very much. Back to the story about the possibility of raising ticket prices at Beaver Stadium. Part of this is about the bowl money. I'm okay with, hey, look, if you've committed $13 million to charities dealing with child abuse in the various communities of the Big Ten, okay, that doesn't bother me at all. All right, obviously, it wouldn't bother anybody. It's an important commitment to make. But there's $6 million more now compared to the original number because of the college football playoff distribution. Okay? Penn State should get the difference, especially if they get to a bowl game and, oh, they're contributing a spot. Remember, if not all the spots are filled, you don't get the cash. Okay? Not all the spots are filled. You don't get the cash. If Penn State wins three more games and they're filling a spot, it's invaluable to the Big Ten. That means that they fill another spot and get the cash. Okay? Just making a point. And it's something I think it's, to me... Now, again, if the $13 million over the 4 years was already committed to charities, I completely understand that. Completely understand that. But if there is excess, which with the new college football playoff, my numbers tell me the excess is in the range of, it brings it from $13 million to $19 million. If that is the case, Penn State should get the difference. That's my opinion. And to me, that's fair. Most important thing was getting the kids the opportunity to play for the Big Ten Championship, play in a bowl game, and so forth. But on the financial side of it, that's something that has to be dealt with. And Sandy Barber, by the way, do not be even remotely critical of her. She has brought this to the attention of the conference. But this may have to be something that, to be frank with you, goes to the presidential level to take care of. Just so you know. and then we'll see how the presidential level handles it. But financially, that's the issue. Now, more revenue will come in. I mean, this year, the Big Ten Network revenues go from, I believe it goes from 25.7 up to 30 million. And I think it's supposed to escalate to 33 to 34 million the year after. Then the new TV contract would kick in. I know you hate talking about money.
Well, you have to a point, especially at the college side when you're trying to make sure that you have all these sports that are able to continue. We talked about that the other morning on the Mark, actually. You know, how much money it takes to be able to run this, and you've talked about it many times and educated me as well. But you don't have, what, 15 national championships, is it now, in fencing if you don't have the money to put on the sports?
You have to pay for it. And, you know, and expenses aren't going down for all the sports, and they're all going up. And part of it is, of course, tuition. Tuition goes up. Athletics has to pay for tuition. You have to pay for room and board. So when tuition goes up and rooming rates go up, well, you know, athletics has to, you know, and if it's out of state, it's more so. Like I've pointed out many times, let's just take the football team. Christian Hackenberg's from Virginia. Bill Belton's from New Jersey. Akeel Lynch is from Toronto. All right?
Yeah, they don't get the in-state rate.
Right, Mike Kosicki's from New Jersey. Kyle Carter's from Delaware. You know, on and on you go with guys that are out of state guys. Brandon Bell's from New Jersey. CJ Alanian's from Michigan. Anthony Zettel's from Michigan. Jordan Lucas is from New York. Adrian Amos is from Maryland. Malik Golden's from Connecticut. Well, you have to pay out-of-state rates on all these guys. It's not a consideration. I mean, believe me, there's no budget consideration saying, hey, yeah, I have to take in-state guys as opposed to out-of-state guys. But they aren't the only ones. Yeah, that's just on the football team, which, you know, it pays for itself and then a lot more. Same thing with men's basketball. Men's basketball pays for itself and a lot more. So it doesn't really matter in men's basketball that Brandon Taylor is from New Jersey. It doesn't really matter in men's basketball that Ross Travis was from Minnesota. It pays for itself. It does matter with all the out-of-state athletes in the other sports because they can't pay for themselves, and so the difference has to come from football and men's basketball and from the TV money and so forth and from gate receipts at Beaver Stadium. Another big part of it is they need to get, you know, somehow attendance for men's basketball needs to go up here. Now, winning, obviously, would be one of the key components to doing that. And I think they're getting close to putting together a winning product on the floor. I think Patrick Chambers has made incredible inroads in the last year in recruiting and also the competitive nature of Penn State basketball. So, I mean, just by selling more tickets, you could garner anywhere from $500,000 to another $1 million just in basketball attendance. And then eventually, of course, they'll have more money coming in from the TV network. And I would expect more fans showing up at Beaver Stadium, too. You know, the chance with the product that James Franklin's putting on the field, I think they have a chance to get up into the 103 to 107 range for most games at Beaver Stadium. And that changes the equation, too. But right now, it's the lack of bowl money, all right, which, you know, which was built in, it's expected, the whole thing. But again, if, you know, of the $13 million, if it's committed already to various charities in the Big Ten that deal with child abuse, of course, you can't. I mean, let it go there. But but the college football playoffs are providing more money, and the difference between that $13 million and what the college football playoff brings in, and I believe that difference is $6 million, Penn State should get the money. Especially if they do go to a bowl game, they would have earned it. But that's for people more powerful than me to fight out. But I think you as fans should be aware of it. I mean, you as fans should not be kept in the dark about it. You should be aware of it. You should know about it. And you can form your own opinion about it. I mean, obviously, people more powerful than I will get out there and fight it, but it's, you know, but it doesn't hurt that you're aware. And hopefully, it can be resolved in a way where there's good constructive dialogue on all sides and can be resolved to the satisfaction of Penn State and to the satisfaction of the Big Ten. Roger Goodell should have a press conference. Get out there, and he should just. And I'm talking like not one of those. Okay, one final question. I mean, you know, it's get out there and answer every question. Get out there and answer every question. Kevin says he's not comfortable in that setting. Could care less. You got the big guy job. If you got the big guy job, you got to do the big guy stuff.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean. You know, it's great that you know, if you got to. Do I think he's done a lot of really, really great things for the NFL? Yes, I do. Do I think for the most part he's been an excellent commissioner? Yes, I think he has been. But if I'm sitting down when he says, hey, look, I'd like your advice, and for some odd reason my phone hasn't rung.
I understand
but my advice to him would be, hey, look. You finally have a little bit of a handle here with the suspension list. Then get out front and talk to people. Talk to the media. Don't be annoyed by it. Embrace it. And just believe in the NFL. The arrest rate in the NFL is less than society's. Okay? Right now it's dominated by 5 players. It's dominated by 5 players right now. On very, very serious issues. But you have a league of also very generous people, giving people, give back to the fans people, give back to the community people. You have a lot of, you know, and then they have people who don't tip as high, especially if the service is lousy. But take, for example, John Elway's son. What does John Elway's son, we just heard the news, what does he have to do with the NFL? Why is that a story?
I actually wondered that myself as I was listening to it. He's not a player in the NFL. He's not an owner in the NFL. He's not even, is he affiliated with the Broncos at all in any form?
He doesn't work for the Broncos.
I didn't think so.
He's John Elway's kid. Why is it a national news story? See, that's taking it too far. Okay? Scotland is voting today on independence, whether or not from the United Kingdom, all right? Where was that story in the news? But Jack Elway, the son of John Elway, is alleged to have had an incident in the car with his girlfriend. Okay, now that's awful for the two of them. Do you and I need to know about that? That's news? Wow. And just to let you know, on the ESPN website, that story doesn't appear.
That surprises me a little bit.
What?
That it's not on the ESPN website at all.
Well, it's on the NFL part.
Okay, that's better.
Better what? It shouldn't be.
No,
here.
No. I expect a story like that to be covered by ESPN. I really do. I mean, I agree with you. I don't think it's a story at any level of national news, but it's definitely not a sports story either, just because he happens to be the son of John Elway. Now, if he's the son of John Elway and a part owner in the Broncos or whatever, then maybe it's more of a story on ESPN or on a sports page even.
The Broncos have described the younger Elway's court case as a family matter and declined to comment. Two words, no kidding. I mean, that made the national news at the top of the hour. Really? Come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the event you've been waiting for. The Murray Motors September New Ford Truck Sale. Pick from over 125 new Ford trucks with savings up to $9,000. That's right, $9,000. Choose from over 100 F-150s, the number one selling truck for 37 consecutive years. SMC has over 100 new F-150s starting as low as $22,859. Sunbury Motors has 25 of the hot-selling Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to historic lows, starting at $19,890. SMC isn't done there. Take $8,500 off new Expeditions and up to $9,000 off new 2015 Super Duty trucks. Every new vehicle is clearly marked with the lowest prices of the year, and financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months is available on many models. Hurry into Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza during this unprecedented September new truck sale. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley for almost a century. Hurry before someone gets your new truck.
High school football coming up tomorrow night as Shikellamy takes on Mifflinburg. Short ride for Kevin tomorrow night. Kevin and the coach, Dick Hort, with the broadcast on WKOK tomorrow evening. Looking forward to that. Sealands Grove will be in action on Eagle 107. Milton and Lewisburg. Milton on WMLP. And on the Valley, you'll have Lewisburg.
I don't think they played that game in the last couple of years. This might be the first time they've played in maybe 2 or 3 years.
Wow, it kind of throws all that rivalry stuff out, doesn't it?
Well, but it was kind of a long-running game between those two neighboring districts and just took a little bit of a break.
Break? Over.
Yeah, break over.
All right. The NFL needs to figure out a way to bounce back here a little bit. They have been the juggernaut that has been unstoppable until, A, the players, certain players got in the way, and the NFL got in the way of itself because of their inability to get in front and have a way of handling it. Now, they finally have settled in how to handle it. Jonathan Dwyer found himself on a list right away. Chris Rainey, former Steeler, who was, by the way, released by the Steelers, was picked up. It was on the Arizona Cardinals practice squad. They cut him today.
Dwyer, by the way, was a Steeler, too.
Yeah, I know, but Dwyer wasn't released by the Steelers because of an off the field.
No.
That's not my point.
Oh. Okay.
Dwyer was just released because of incompetence.
And they would be right.
Okay. They just didn't fit with what they're doing. They got Le'Veon Bell, they got LeGarrette Blount, who bring their own issues.
I was gonna say they have their own issues. Let's not open that can of worms.
Yeah. But then I'm a little baffled they didn't miss any time, but that's okay.
They should have. They should have.
Of course they should. You got to be able to take care of your own discipline.
The Steelers should have come down with the discipline, not the NFL in this case. It should have been the Steelers that did it.
Stop waiting for everybody else to do the dirty work. Just do it. Okay, stop waiting for the we'll let the league handle it. No, you know, guess what? You're adults. You can handle it. You got it. Again, people are aching for leadership in anything. I don't care. All right? You know, one of the great things about working where we work, we have leadership. Seriously, one of the great things about working where we work is we have leadership. One of the great things for me working around James Franklin is that James Franklin has leadership. One of the great things about working around Patrick Chambers is he has leadership. Right? You hear that when we talk to Joe Susan. Right? Same thing with Bucknell basketball with Dave Paulson. You know it, you see it, you feel it. People want leaders. Right? You don't have to always be led, but they appreciate strong, upfront leadership.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That was an interesting promo. Wow. May have missed the mark on that one. All right.
It's an opinion show, even wrong ones.
Hey, people are entitled to their opinion. I have no issue with that. May not match up with mine, but doesn't mean my friend and I don't respect each other any less, because I have immense respect for Mark. Great radio guy. Great guy, period. All right. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The reason I talk about Roger Goodell, I mean, he's been, obviously, when it comes to player negotiations, when it comes to television negotiations, I mean, big ticket items, he's been leading the National Football League. But there are moments where leadership is put to a test. And when leadership is put to a test, people want to see the leader in you emerge. That's what people want. They want to see a leader emerge. After the terrible tragedy and of 9/11, what was the moment that people respected about George W. Bush? When he got up on the pile of rubble, put his arm around the firefighter and said, look, they will hear from all of us soon. All right? That's what the country wanted to hear, and that was an ad lib off the cuff moment on a national tragedy. People want to see their leaders out there, and they want to see them leading. And when something goes right, okay, say they make the right decision about something, they don't want you running around spiking the ball. People don't want that. They want you to be confident in your decisions, lead, and continue to be confident, because then their confidence in you grows exponentially. That's leadership. That's being up front. That's standing in front of everybody, and when the heat's on, being able to take the heat and lead. He needs to do that right now. People are aching for leadership across the board in any endeavor, whether it happens to be their company, their neighborhood, okay, their state, their nation. They love football. They want to see the leader of the National Football League lead. He needs to get out there. Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. How are you, Dave?
Okay. Yourself?
Doing well, thanks.
Well, I told Kevin, I said, it's about Roger Goodell. Hey, if you want to make the $44 million, put on your big boy pants.
Well,
get out there in front and lead.
Right, I mean, that's what you have to do, and you have to get out front. And to me, part of that is, part of the leadership in this particular case is he has to get out there and have an all-encompassing press conference and just stand up there and take the questions and deal with them and tell and be able to tell their story in a way that makes people understand that the NFL has now has you know may have taken a little bit to get the sea legs, but now they've got a handle on it. And okay. how important the legal system is to then completely resolving it, because as Bob Buhner points out on this show correctly all the time, we're asking people who are not legal scholars to mete out justice when it's not their area to do it. It has to be the legal system, and then you have to then take everything after that from, okay, how do we handle it? And finally, they settled on correctly the suspension with pay.
Well, I got just one little caveat, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. We'll agree to disagree, but we'll still remain friends. And you know what the one thing is? The guy with the Carolina Panthers, he was found guilty.
Yes, but he's appealed, and they were wrong about what they did. They have put him on the list already, but I believe he has appealed his conviction. So the legal system is still in gear there. They should not have been playing him. I agree with you. But they did put him on the list, and he is not going to be playing this week. He is suspended with pay, and I think he's suspended with pay until his appeal is heard.
Well, to be honest, Steve, to be truthfully honest, if you're found guilty, first one on that list, not the last one.
Right. Oh, I agree with you. I completely agree with you, Dave. I'm saying he should have been put on the list to begin with. I think I've been completely clear with everybody, because I talked about suspension with pay long before they did suspension with pay.
Okay, well, who's the new guy that just came on the list?
Jonathan Dwyer of the Cardinals.
Yeah. Now, what's going on here? How many times you got to have somebody slap their girlfriends or fiancés or wives around? Is alcohol involved in any of that?
I have no idea, but Dave, there's 1,600 players in the NFL.
Yes, I know, and there's a handful making all the news.
Exactly.
Right now,
all right, and there are others that have there are others that have issues. Like Wes Welker has gone through his issue. We've had, you know, Bell and Blunt with their issue with the Steelers and so forth. These are headline issues. The vast majority of NFL players don't make headlines, are as responsible and contributing to society as anybody else is.
Well, I got one more reply, Steve, and then I'll let you go, because I enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you.
Kudos to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, yeah, this is a great thing. You're right about Dave. That's a great point. Devin still had thought about quitting because of his daughter has cancer. Now, by the way, Devin they've been able to get some good news about her, which is good. I believe she is going to have surgery, and I think it's going to be Thursday. And there are a lot of indicators saying that she might be going in the right direction, but they're selling his jersey for $100, and anyone who buys the jersey, it's an automatic rollover $100 contribution that goes to the Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Sean Payton, who's never met Devin Still before. He's never met Devin Still. Bought 100 jerseys. 100, you know, you're talking about $10,000 worth of jersey purchases, because the money went to children's hospitals.
See, the only reason I said that, Steve, because, you know, I root for Buffalo. But when I heard what they did for him.
Well, they put him on they put him on the practice squad, and then they elevated him to the squad. You know, because obviously he's been fighting through this so much mentally, trying to concentrate on being a football player, and more importantly, being a father, has been awfully difficult. But to the Bengals' credit, an organization could not handle a situation better than how they've handled it. Dave, thanks so much. We're going to go to Russ next. Hi, Russ. Thanks for waiting and joining us on the show. Go ahead, Russ. We're transitioning out of Dave to Russ. Hi, Russ. How are you?
Hey, good, good. How are you, bud?
Hey great to hear from you.
My main concern about this NFL, whatever they're doing now, with the the penalty, suspending them with pay isn't hurting them. If you hit them where their wallet is, if you're not going to show up to work, you shouldn't collect a paycheck. And that's the way
Russ,
look at it.
Russ, here's why I've talked about suspended with pay. Okay? by suspending them with pay, you're then keeping yourself true to the legal system that says they're innocent until proven guilty. Okay, then right. Once guilt or innocence is then brought down, then you make your next decision. But by suspending them with pay, I'm not putting you out there because you're accused. And because you're accused, okay, the accusations making, okay, is extremely serious, and we take it seriously, so we're not going to play you. But because we have respect for the legal system that you have not yet been proven guilty, we will still continue to pay you. And then if you are proven guilty, we will then make a different decision.
But with Adrian Peterson, here there's markings. There's, you know, I assume there's pictures out there of it. For this,
true, there are.
It seems like they gave him his penalty with pay, so he wouldn't be released like Ray Rice, and someone else would pick him up for a cheaper
That's
rate.
A good point. That's a good point, Russ. Now, let's play for 1 second, okay? Let's play for 1 second here, because you are absolutely right. Pictures are out there, and the pictures look bad, correct? We're in total agreement, right? So you and I are on the same page. Now let's play the role of defense attorney, okay? A defense attorney would go into court, or at least would try to find out, did somebody else beforehand, over the last couple of days, strike said child, creating the markings, and my client didn't? You know what I mean? See where I'm going here?
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to be allowed.
Maybe more to my
you
point
and I
is
both
is
know.
If it's
you and
if
I
it's
both
Ray
know the
Rice,
truth.
Who's not really a big name in the NFL.
Well, he is Super Bowl champ.
You can pick him up. He can be a backup. He could play again. But as an Adrian Peterson, that name in his numbers, that leads on to a different thing to where, okay, we can cut him now and never give him another dime. But if we do, he's already made contact with Dallas. See, he goes through his court hearing, comes back. He's guilty. He does his he does whatever he needs to do to make it right. You know.
Well, I think.
And now another team gets to pick him up, and he gets to move on.
You know, I think Russ, hold on, Kevin, hold on.
No, go ahead.
Russ, okay, I see exactly what you're saying, okay? So it's not as if you're not making a bad point. But the key part in all of this, okay, we know the pictures are damning, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you and I have both seen the pictures. The problem is being convicted in the court of public, okay, the public court, as opposed to actually being convicted, are two different things.
Right.
By suspending with pay, right, you're not playing him, okay? Especially, you know, here he is in the prime of his career. He's not playing. He's not gaining a yard. And at the same time, right, you're respecting the legal system, so they determine guilt or innocence and allow them to take care of the justice part. And once the justice part is taken care of, then you, the team, make your next decision.
Correct. Yeah. I completely understand that, you know.
Yeah, so I know you do, Russ. Yeah, I can tell.
I guess if you're not a starter, you can be cut right away. But if you are a starter, then you have more time to bide, you know.
The Rice thing is interesting. Yeah, the Rice thing is interesting. And I see where you're going on this. But part of the Rice deal is the fact that the NFL and the Ravens both handled it so poorly. I mean, they're culpable,
absolutely.
Because if they had been able to get out front immediately and say, okay, look, okay, we're going to suspend him with pay, you know, or we're going to suspend him without pay for the first 9 weeks of the season.
Right.
If they had suspended him through October and kept him out of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and then the video came out, I'm wondering if people would be upset and if he'd still have a career. I think he might actually still have a career if they had meted out themselves proper justice early enough.
Right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I guess my main thing was is, you know, if you're a backup, you're expendable, and you know, if you're worth more value, they don't want to cut you or just, you know, part ways with you because another team could come back to haunt you. You know?
Well, the only guy that's been cut is Chris Rainey. Right? He's the only guy that's been cut, but he was on the practice squad, and cuts on the practice squad do happen all the time. Practice squad cuts happen every 3 or 4 weeks anyway. We don't know about it because nobody pays attention to the practice squad.
Correct. You're right. Hey, thanks for the time.
No, Russ, thanks for your opinion. I think it was valuably brought to the table. Kevin, I apologize for cutting you off.
No, you didn't. I thought I understood what Russ was trying to say, and I was going to bring
so
it.
So did I, yeah.
Yeah, and I wanted to bring it another way because I've heard this discussion before. As a matter of fact, in the last couple of days on the Dan Patrick Show, a couple of callers have said, well, you know, here's a guy who's not necessarily at the top of his career right now in Ray Rice, so he's a little easier to cut than a Adrian Peterson, who may be, you know, at the pinnacle of his career and not on the downside.
Yeah, while you can say that, the reason Ray Rice is cut, all right, is number one because, hey, you see the video and Ray Rice belted her.
Right. That's a big difference right there. You physically see it happening.
You physically see him actually doing it. All right. Number two is because the league, it's also the league and the Ravens, didn't do a very good job of how they handled the suspension and only gave him two games.
Right.
And because of that, now you're like, okay, he has a two-game suspension. Okay. Because remember, that's the original penalty from the league. So when you say, well, you know, he's not a starter on the downside of his career, the league did give him just two games. It's then after the punch is then shown to the nation and everyone's horrified because you should never lay a hand on a woman. Look, walk away. Walk away. Okay? Ignore it. Walk away. You never strike a woman. Ever. I don't care if she strikes you. Walk away. You're bigger, stronger. Walk away. Now you see this, and it's horrifying. Now the league, already knowing it's made one mistake, says the heck with it. We're cutting ties. You're done and out of here. Now, the other ones that have since come up, they've now done the suspended with pay deal until... Now, remember, the Rice thing, I believe, is settled already in terms of in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's from the legal side of it, yes.
All right. And the legal side's already been settled. He's on what would be, we would call here in Pennsylvania, ARD, which is in a year actually can be wiped off his record,
right.
I believe, in a probation. So that actually legally has already been settled. But... You know, part of the reason that he is where he, the fact that his ability to salvage his career is in doubt is actually originally how the league handled it. And then the league had to sit back, backtrack, and this comes out and they go, you know, it was nightmarish and they didn't handle it right to begin with and then reacted after the world saw this. Now, the other ones are all pending legal cases. And in pending legal cases, except for Hardy, who is appealing his. So the appeal is pending. That's where they've come up with the suspension of pay. Let the legal system mete out justice to then determine what your next action is.
Well, and I use the example of when a police officer ends up in an incident, usually the police officer is pulled off the beat, off the force with pay, pending an investigation. And once that investigation comes to a completion, whether it's after a trial or what have you, then final action is taken one way or another. And right. I think that's a comparison that makes sense here in this case too.
Right. And so and here's the other part. By suspending with pay, say for example it comes out and you're found not guilty.
Right.
Say you suspended somebody, okay? No pay or cut them. Right? And it turns out for whatever the charge happens to be, you're not guilty. You're going to get sued.
Right, right. Nobody can say, oops, okay. Sorry, yeah. Here's your job back.
Okay, you're going to get sued. Okay, so that's why suspending with pay, okay, you're found not guilty. Okay, now we make another series of decisions as to what to do, but you never lost a dime, so, you know, you're fine. Found guilty, then we make another set of decisions. But if you cut somebody, terminate their contract before the case is heard in court and they're found not guilty, okay, guess what? You will be finding yourself in court because you'll have to then defend, well, what'd you do this to him for? So you have to cover, in today's legal world, and I think if I know Bob's listening, you have to cover yourself. This that these actions they're taking, it covers themselves while letting the legal system actually do their job, which is actually meting out justice. It's not really the job of the NFL to mete out off-the-field justice. You know, they have to then react to whatever justice happens to be from the professionals, the legal system. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Attention, Central Pennsylvania truck buyers. This is the event you've been waiting for. Sunbury Motors September New Ford Truck Sale. Pick from over 125 new Ford trucks with savings up to $9,000.
That's right, $9,000.
Choose from over 100 F-150s, the number one selling truck for 37 consecutive years. SMC has over 100 new F-150s starting as low as $22,859. Sunbury Motors has 25 of the hot-selling Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to historic lows, starting at $19,890.
SMC isn't done there.
Take $8,500 off new Expeditions and up to $9,000 off new 2015 Super Duty trucks. Every new vehicle is clearly marked with the lowest prices of the year, and financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months is available on many models. Hurry into Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza during this unprecedented September new truck sale. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley for almost a century. Hurry before someone gets your new truck.
Dave and Russ with a couple of great calls there back to back. I mean, Russ made complete sense to me. I think Russ brought up some really intriguing points to discuss. And part of this, and having Bob Buhner as a regular contributor on the show helps, because it reinforces that you can't be, that a commissioner can't be judge and jury on a legal case. You have to let the law play out when it's a legal case. And that's a big mistake that we saw, in my opinion, here at Penn State.
You bring up something interesting.
It's a retired employee. It's the law. Okay? And it's up to them to, it's up to the courts and a jury to determine innocence or guilt.
You know, when you talk about the commissioner being judge and jury, how is the commissioner the one that imposes the penalties and then also hears the objections to those penalties to make the decision whether he wants to overturn the penalty? Should that be the commissioner, or should that be another group of people that are independent?
No, it should be independent, or somebody that's an arbitrator that is connected, that's approved by both the NFLPA and the commissioner's office.
Shouldn't be the commissioner making that decision as well.
No, I know. It's more Steeler issues for you. But
no,
I mean, that's
it has
fun.
Nothing to do with that.
Oh, it always comes back to that. You don't care about the league.
They're not winning anyway. It doesn't matter.
Tomorrow, we'll actually talk about football.